A Michigan House panel approved changes to the Michigan Merit Curriculum. That's the state's high school graduation requirements that were put in place back in 2006. Now, the changes that were approved yesterday would waive the required year of foreign language and Algebra 2, among other things. Jack, how do you think these changes would affect Michigan?
Well, it wouldn't exactly waive it. It would allow students on an individual basis to seek an exemption, but some people are sort of dismayed that it's sort of weakening standards. We're very proud of ourselves that we put in stronger standards, and we think for the modern economy that it's more valuable than ever to learn four languages and have math skills. But some legislators say this is too hard for students, or some students aren't going to be using foreign languages, they're going to go into blue-collar occupations. And so I think some educators are dismayed about this.
Now, continuing on the topic of education, Buena Vista Schools near Saginaw laid off its teachers on Monday. It canceled classes yesterday and today. The school district owes the state more than $400,000 after it took state aid for a program that it no longer ran. Teachers voted to work without pay this week, but that wasn't enough. Fill us in on what's going on here.
This is a baffling mess, Christina, as far as I can see. This is why Proposal A was passed back in 1994. Back then, the Kalkaska schools used to go through this all the time, and this certainly shouldn't have happened. Obviously, the spending got way out of whack. The school district was evidently given money it didn't have coming to it, and it spent it anyway. There's a whole lot of questions. One question, of course, is this looks like an ideal kind of situation. You would have brought an emergency manager in before it got this far, and nobody did that. The teachers have offered to finish the rest of the year for the sake of the kids without being paid, and the school board doesn't want them to do that. So the kids are being shortchanged, and I think the citizens of that district are being shortchanged. And, of course, Dan Kildee, who is the new freshman congressman there, is sort of riled up about it.
And the FBI Agents Association has endorsed Michigan Representative Mike Rogers to be the next FBI director. Why are they endorsing him?
Well, he's a former FBI agent, and he spent a lot of time on the Michigan House Intelligence Committee. This is sort of fascinating in that while Mike Rogers is a quite partisan Republican most of the time, some Democrats might like this because he is the strongest potential candidate for the open U.S. Senate seat next year, the one being vacated by Carl Levin, who's retiring. Democrats' candidate is Gary Peters. If Mike Rogers becomes FBI director, obviously he's not going to run for the Senate. That leaves Republicans in a very weak position as far as trying to recapture that Senate seat. So it'll be interesting to see how President Obama regards this and what happens.
And finally, Governor Rick Snyder has declared almost a quarter of Michigan to be in a state of disaster because of last month's storms, snow, and all of that flooding. What does this mean?
It's a technical thing that means, first of all, any manner of state aid is available to these counties, but it also gives them a chance to apply for FEMA, or Federal Emergency Management Agency designation as a disaster area, which would mean federal aid. It probably has some insurance ramifications for the people living there who, because of the flooding, had property damage or suffered in other ways. It's not automatic by any means that it will be a federal disaster area, but when you have a situation like this, it's almost sort of pro forma that the governor declares it a disaster area, and he's done so here, and I don't think that's very controversial.
All right, Jack, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.